theme of our message this morning, that the Lord is still upon his throne. The Lord is still upon his throne. Let us bow together in prayer. Gracious Father, help us, we pray. Give us understanding of the portion of Scripture that we have read with one another. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Give us hearts to obey and to understand. We pray that this will be a day in which thy Holy Spirit might be our teacher, teaching us of the things of Christ. And oh, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. May there be strength and encouragement and hope for the child of God to be found in these verses. May there be challenge and rebuke for those who have gone astray and are cold of heart. May there be conviction and salvation for those that are yet outside of Christ. These things we pray in our Savior's name. Amen. Back in 1859, Charles Dickens published his famous novel, A Tale of Two Cities. And the book very memorably opens with the line, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." And that quotation continues as Dickens writes, "It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way." People are prone to extremes. As they survey the world around them, they are either very hopeful or hopeless. If you've been witnessing the events in the United States following the inauguration of their new president, you will see both of those extremes displayed, and they're polar opposites one to another. And we are very like that. We either see the very worst of things or the very best of things. Some of us, well, could be more of a glass half-empty kind of people. Some are like Jacob, when they said in Genesis 42 and 26, "All these things are against me." Others are glass half full and hope to be more optimistic. And they can say with the Apostle Paul, "All things work together for good to them that love God." And sometimes it depends upon our circumstances, from our viewpoint, from where we stand, how we look upon certain things. But as we look at the world around us, are we positive, hopeful, encouraged with what we see? Are we discouraged? Do we see greater troubles on the horizon? Do we see difficulties mounting? Are there things happening in the world today that give us cause for panic? Can I suggest that those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that our world view should not be primarily shaped by what we read in the newspapers or what we see on our television screens, but our world view ought to be settled by what we know to be true and constant and what God has said in His Word. And I see an indication of this in Isaiah chapter 6, where we find the prophet Isaiah lamenting over what was a national tragedy. The kingdom of Judah has just witnessed the death of their long-lived and well-loved king, Uzziah. And while there were certainly very many earthly reasons for the prophet to bow his head and to mourn along with the people, the Lord pulled his gaze heavenward and gave him a vision that refocused his attention and revived his heart upon the Lord of heaven. In the year that King Uzziah died, that's how the chapter begins. We're turning and closing to the hymn 265. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Wonder how he can love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, oh how wonderful, my song shall ever be. How marvelous, oh how wonderful, is my Saviour's love. Stand and sing, please. Then we'll remain standing for closing prayer, benediction and doxology. To that end, may we be instruments and tools of thy hand, carrying the message of the gospel wherever we go, bringing that good news to all who are yet in their sins, that there is hope, that there is redemption, that there is a bright future awaiting those who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that Thou would be pleased to use us in that work of Thy kingdom, that we might yet have a part to play in the glory and in the pronouncing forth of that good news of Jesus Christ. Equip us, we pray. And we ask that all people that we come in contact with, in every place that we might go, we might sow that good seed and expect a great harvest for the glory of Thy name. May we with the sorrow we pray, though we separate from one another, may we know Thy presence ever with us. May we find that each and every day brings us closer and closer into that relationship with Jesus Christ, forever to be transformed into Thy image, or that we might know that work of grace upon our lives that sees Thy sanctifying power making us more like our Savior. These things we pray in our Savior's name. Amen. Not to be rushing off after the service, that there is lunch provided. If you're able to stay, you'll enjoy to have that time of fellowship with one another once again. That will be in the Sunday school room. Give us a little time to get set up until such time as there's tea and coffee available at the back of the church.